Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of As High as the Heavens by Kathleen Morgan, performed by Angela Daw. I will thank you, Lord, in front of all the people. I will sing your praises among the nations, for your unfailing love is as high as the heavens. Psalm 57, verses 9 and 10. 1.
January 1568.
Grampian Region, Scotland.
Och, help me endure this winter, and help me accept the life that fate and my father have decreed for me.
As the sun's fading rays slanted through the birches lining the road to Dunscroft Castle, Heather Gordon bit back further entreaties, futile but instinctive after years of religious instruction, to a god who had long since ceased to care, and stepped back from the deep, stone-cut library window. Usually protected from within by heavy iron shutters that could be firmly bolted against possible attack, the window stood unobstructed this day to catch the watery winter light. The meager illumination, however, did little to brighten the gloomy, tome-laden room. If not for the view of rolling hills and distant mountains, Heather didn't know how she could have borne the sense of restless entrapment she always experienced this time of year. She made her aimless way past the globe of the world and high-backed wooden settle covered with cushions to the bookshelves inset in the dark, wainscot-paneled walls. Ah, she thought, but she was so very weary of winter, and it was only mid-January. At least 3 months of cold, damp, and snow still remained here in the Grampians, the mountain range that formed a natural division between the Scottish highlands and lowlands. If this year, though, were the same as all the years past, she'd have to endure only 3 more months, and all would be well. 3 more months, and she could once again accompany her father to Edinburgh to immerse herself in the heady charm and excitement that was Queen Mary's court. Always before, such plans had indeed been sufficient to pin one's hopes and dreams on in the dreary days and weeks ahead. But not this year. This year, the Queen no longer resided in Edinburgh. In truth, since her unwilling abdication last July in favor of her infant son, after the defeat of her and her third husband, the Earl of Bothwell's forces by rebel troops at Carbery Hill, Mary was no longer officially queen. There'd be no banquets or outings or dances led by the beautiful...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?